Now I'd like to call forward the GATE program and their instructor, Mrs. Beal, to present a rendering of their idea for how to solve something that's a project that could be addressed in the city. So if you want to come forward.
This is our eighth grade robotics team from Marshall Public Schools. I'll let them introduce themselves. So let's start.
Hi, I'm Juliana Galindo. I'm in eighth grade.
I'm Jackson Foy. I'm in eighth grade.
I'm Colin Hughes, and I'm also in eighth grade.
I'm Brady Marquess, and I'm also in eighth grade. And we are the GATE group. Our team name is Alert. We're in team number 4903. We compete in a competition called FLO.
We are part of the first programs that was founded in 1989 for a non-for-profit public charity designed to inspire young people's interest and participation in science and technology and to motivate them to pursue education, career opportunities in STEM fields. There is the First Lego League Junior. First Lego League is what we participate in, First Tech Challenge, and First Robotics Competition.
There are three parts to FLO. The first part is core values, where we focus on the main idea of what FLO teaches us. The robot game is the second part, and it helps us. We just program a robot to run missions on a board. And the third part is the project, which is this.
So this is our project, and we know members of our community have spoken out about this and the old hospital building kind of near Missouri Valley, near the college. And our solution is to build a community park, and we have previously talked with Mayor Julie, and we have figured a 2-acre park to fit in on, say, the right side of the block.
This is our park. We have totaled it to about $106,000, not counting light poles and benches, or the fountain, but that is counting wildlife, flagpoles, and the gazebo. We have put in, this is our model, just in case you couldn't see that. Over there, since it's the old hospital building, it's just going to be kind of like a memorial park. It is, over here is just a thing to remember the park. It is just made out of the old bricks. There's going to be a sign with the American, the Marshall, and the Missouri flag. And it is going to be there because we have been talking to the mayor about how they're going to, Missouri Valley wants to take the housing from over there by the college, and they're going to switch with an area over here, and they're going to have low funding houses, is that what it's called?
Well, it would be not low funding, but it would be housing to replace what would be taken over by the college.
So housing.
Yeah. And that is going to be the other half of the city block.
All right. So our park is, our park is, I'd say, a basic sort of model. If you can see here, it's got a walking path that is wheelchair accessible, so wheelchairs can definitely go on that. And we really want to focus on nature and the natural natural scenery. So we make sure we have a lot of trees and flowers nearby. And we want this to be a day and maybe even night park, so we add the lamppost. And a few of like the main features, we have a fountain over here. It's kind of near the splitway, right there. And it just goes around that little bend, along with the gazebo, which is a square gazebo, and another robotics group is building a gazebo, and we're hoping to cooperate with them to make that as our gazebo. And another thing Brady mentioned, the memorial area. It's supposed to be a little like a side path out of the regular walking area, and it has the three flags, the Marshall flag, Missouri state flag, and United States flag. But the bricks mean a little bit more than that. It's a brick walkway, and in the inside it has names engraved from the actual bricks that were in the hospital building. So we wanted to add that little touch so it's more of a sentimental feeling for this park. Brody, you want to say anything else?
And then we also just left an open field just in case kids come around. It's just an extra thing.
Any questions or anything?
How much area is that going to cover of that block? Visualize this
a little bit less than half, 2 acres.
Yeah, a little bit less than about two acres, a little bit less than 2 acres of the land. And the city block, it's at like 1.78 or somewhere like that.
Acres,
yeah.
About a fourth of it?
About a third of the actual half city block. Yeah. All right. So, anything else?
Good work. Very nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A lot of work to go into that.
Thank you.
Good luck at your competition.
Thank you.
Thank you.